That's Melancholy Sky, one of the new tunes from Gold Frap, the singles. And it's good to be able to talk to Alison again. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, yeah.
Well, flipping it, look at you. Greatest hits album now, is it?
I know, my God. It's quite strange.
I mean, but there is a heck of a body of work. Back to Felt Mountain, 2000.
Yeah.
When you look back on that, are you quite sort of surprised at how much you have actually not... You've been pretty prolific, the two of you, haven't you?
We've done... It's not bad, is it?
Very good, I think. Very creditable, yeah.
It's not bad, yeah. It's funny, isn't it? Some of it I still feel really good about, and then some of it I think, oof, don't know about that.
Really? Right, okay. Well, let's take the positives out of that.
Yeah.
Which do you still feel really good about then?
Well, I still feel really good about Felt Mountain.
It's a beautiful album. I mean, it's sort of very, when we first did it, it's sort of haunting and filmic. And I mean, you always kind of, songs start almost visually for you, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I think music is visual. It is.
Did you get an image? I mean, I've probably asked you this before. Would you always have an idea when you and Will go into your kind of bucolic hideaway, which you do? I mean, would you go in with what, a title or a photograph that you pin up and say, what does this inspire, or a lyric, or a combination of all of those things?
Well, yes, it's a combination of all those things, really. I mean, sometimes, you know, there's absolutely nothing, zilch, and we just sort of jam and wait for something to happen. I mean,
how do you jam? And stand opposite each other on a keyboard and see what noises come out and just...
Yeah, there's that, or, you know, we'll sit there playing the piano and, you know, I'll sing along, and there's all sorts of ways, and, you know, or sometimes I'll come in with a lyrical idea, or, you know, something I've seen that's inspired me, or, you know, something that we quite often sit and have a cup of tea and have a good old natter.
Yeah.
So it can start from any place or anything, you know. It can be completely banal or something fantastical or absolutely anything.
I mean, you've made a sort of rub for your own backs in a way, because, you know, we sort of, yeah, Golf Rap, a new name, Felt Mountain, very mysterious and ambient and widescreen and everything. We were just getting a handle on that. And then, you know, straight away, Black Cherry, complete change,
God,
you know.
Yeah.
So everybody now expects you to kind of, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater every single time.
Whoa. Yeah, we pretty much do.
Yeah.
Madness, absolute bloody madness. Yeah, it's not sort of, it's not a conscious thing. It's just, I guess there's a sort of, I don't know, sort of a year goes past and it feels like you've changed as a person. And also, I don't think we have a formula as such. So, and I don't want to have a formula. I think once a formula has developed, then that's time to say goodbye, really, to anything creative. I personally think.
So, you know, we mentioned 7-3, we've mentioned Felt Mountain, and you're pretty happy with those. Mm. I mean, it's probably career suicide to say which of your records you not like much anymore, but which of your records do you not like much anymore?
Well, I mean, you know, I like them all.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously some songs I like more than others. I don't like Head First.
Do you not really? I mean, the single was kind of Rocket, which was that sort of big, sort of almost like 80s AOR kind of chorus, was really effective, I think. And,
well,
and again, quite surprising. But
yes.
What, you don't think the album...
I don't like it at all.
Do you not?
No, I love Voice Thing. I loved performing Shiny and Warm when we did that live. And I think there's some really good songs there. I just feel like it's just too on the nose, if you know what I mean.
I'm not entirely sure. I mean, that I do know what you mean.
It's just too right in its something or other. I can't really explain it. I think...
Too precise, do you think?
Too precise in its sort of genre and what it... I think I was just wanting to do something that had a naivety to it and a sort of celebratoriness and... straightforward.
A simplicity.
Yes.
Because that,
now that's just too much. It's too straightforward. But it's just, maybe it's to do with a bit of lots of things, the production as well, and and also a lot of stuff that was going on around at that time.
What, personal stuff that was just kind of interfering with work?
Oh, right, okay. Businessy things, and
yeah.
We were kind of hurried, I think.
Right.
Oh, blah, gosh, I probably shouldn't be saying all this, should I?
No, well, it's all
right. It's bloody marvellous.
Bloody marvellous, yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, let's have a track. We'd better pick one of the ones that you do like. And Utopia, it still sounds marvellous every time I hear it. This is genetically enriched. So what does that mean? You've just added a few bits to it.
I'm really into sci-fi. I'm sort of not so big on it anymore, but I was really into sci-fi. Yeah. A lot of the films from the sort of 70s and 80s.
Like what? Like what sort of films?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Blade Runners, you know, THX 1138, all those kind of classic psychological sci-fi. I was really into reading about sort of utopias and what that idea of utopia was. And I was kind of a big reader of New Scientist.
Right, yeah.
Which I found really inspiring. I mean, you know, Strict Machine was inspired by sort of an experiment they were doing on rats. You know, I'm really into all that stuff, and I find it really fascinating and about genetics and, yeah.
Okay. So here is the genetically enriched Utopia. That's Utopia, the genetically enriched version from the new Goldfrapp singles album, talking to Alison Goldfrapp. While that was on, you were thinking of films like Lena Logan's Run and Silent Running, but a film called Gattaca, which I don't know, which is sort of feeds into all that. Oh, what's that all about?
Well, I've kind of forgotten, actually.
Oh, good.
But basically, the general idea is about sort of what it is to be human and perfection and genetics and...
Right.
Kind of slightly evil things and sort of beautiful. I love that kind of sort of melancholy, beautiful, what does it mean to be human? And it's an amazing film, actually. That was a big inspiration to me.
I mean, it's quite interesting about, you know, you're talking about the sci-fi and visions of the future and everything, and yet something like Seventh Tree seemed to sort of draw on kind of a more sort of folklorish thing. It was almost like, you know, I saw you doing shows around that time, and you kind of had, you know, people in horses' heads and maypoles, and you know, it was kind of like a Wicker Man thing going on, almost the darker side of our indigenous folklore.
Yes, I love all that stuff. I love it. I mean, I kind of sci-fi and nature, and I suppose they're all linked for me. Actually, I think there's sort of why you human versus animal versus science and the future, I think that is quite a tradition in those, especially the sort of English kind of films from the 70s. There was a real tradition of the idea of what nature is and the future and being human. And
yeah, because there's a lot of animal, I mean, you know, animals kind of feature in your work a lot, don't they?
They do indeed, and I still love playing with those kind of images and those ideas.
Still wear your horse's tail for doing a bit of light cleaning around the house.
Bit of hoovering, horse's tail.
Was there all the different sort of, you know, appendages and costume changes and different looks? I mean, you know, the kind of Harlequin suit and the sort of like the Admiral's hat. You know, the dressing up, does that sort of cover up the fact that, you know, you're kind of intrinsically a shy person, the last person who should be fronting a rock and roll show? or is it you dressing up because you are a natural extrovert and always were? I can never quite work out which.
Well, I can't either, to be honest. I think there's a bit of both. You know, I love costumes. I love the fantasy and play element of all that. And yeah, I guess there is a little bit of, you know, when you wear a costume, you become someone else. So you become the thing that you're trying to embody, or it becomes part of the lyric and the music. So there's a little bit of both of that, definitely, I'd say. You know, I am kind of a bit, I want the music and the ideas to be the focus rather than me. I think.
Do you enjoy going on stage? Do you like being there?
Yes, I do. I sort of go in and out of the sort of strange hinterland of where you suddenly go into a zone that's amazing, and then when you pop out of that zone and you go, oh my god, I'm looking at thousands of people. Oh my God, and they're all like waiting for me to do something.
What do you like to do when you're not gold frapping? Is it you like to travel and see
I've
places?
I've got obsessed with reading.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got obsessed with reading and kind of obsessed with travelling. And again, I think it's all more and more I want to escape into another world.
Right. Would you like to write? Have you thought about writing a book yourself?
It's funny because I met someone who's an author, and yeah. I just think that has got to be the most incredible, strange thing to do. I'm absolutely amazing. I can't possibly think of how one would write a whole book.
I know.
You know, a whole idea that's so thorough and investigative, and I mean, my God,
it's an achievement, isn't it?
It's an incredible thing, and quite a lonely thing, I think, as
well. Very much so. So what's next for you? Well, then, this is the kind of end of an era with this singles album, I guess. And you know, are you working on new stuff?
Really loving writing at the moment, actually. It's really sort of, it's a heavenly, blissful place to be.
When might we hear it, do you know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, partly to do the last time, I felt like it was a very rushed thing in a way. And so this time we're sort of very much like, it will happen when it happens. It will come out when it comes out, you know.
What do you think? Do you think this year?
But yeah, maybe this year, maybe... You know, next year.
So, we so many sounds and so many different styles have fed into Goldfrapp, and we asked you to pick a record. So, you know, I was intrigued to see what you've chosen. And you've chosen something very English, but strangely, you're telling me this ties in with some time you've recently spent in LA.
Yes. Well, I went to LA. I've been to LA a few times, actually, but this, you know, for when we've been touring. But when you're touring, you only spend sort of like 1-2 days, you know, max kind of thing in a city. So I actually spent 3.5 weeks there.
Right.
So I went to the desert, to the Joshua Tree, which was stunning, beautiful. You know, the weather is perfect blue skies, no clouds, beautiful temperatures, you know. But I got kind of missed it. I missed grumpy, grey England.
All right.
I kind of...
Should be all right talking to me then. Should have brought it right back.
Yes. Anyway, I heard this track while I was away, and it sort of made me miss England even more.
Okay.
And so it's so beautiful, and I just made me think of all those crispy, crunchy, frosty days and sort of gentle breezes and English rivers. Everything English that I adore.
Okay. We'll hear Nick Drake and Riverman, and we look forward to hearing what you do next. Lovely talking to you, Alison.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
and you. See you.
Bye.